Well, it's my pleasure to announce that I have Martin Babican joining me once again to have a look at the weather. Martin is a meteorologist and joins me now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hi, Shane. How are you, mate?
Going well today. Looking forward to seeing what's happening as far as the weather. We have had quite warmish days, I suppose, but some very cool nights. Of course, it is the middle of winter. But what would be the long-term outlook?
At long-term outlook, look at El Niño Southern Oscillation Index, how this weather element is affecting Australia. I think we're going to have some incredible summer because of this pattern. At this stage, what I'm trying to work out how it's going to happen in winter. And looking at the El Niño Southern Oscillation Index inactive, completely out of the weather forecast zone. So no El Niño, no La Niña affecting us at this stage right now till the end of the year. We are more or less in a neutral situation. And then the Southern Oscillation Index has recently been negative due to the higher pressure dominating the continent for a long time. Our pressure system is amazing, how the high pressure is dominating the continent. So it means conditions are drier. And in Indian Ocean is also neutral. But there's no sign to a negative Indian Ocean or positive Indian Ocean dipole. But there's only two models, I'm coming with this situation, they're suggesting, which I think they might be right, that a positive Indian Ocean dipole could develop in the coming months. Positive Indian Ocean dipole associated with the below average rainfall of Australia in the spring and then in the summer, before the summer starts. So we have to monitor that situation very carefully. So that's how the long-term conditions are. There's nothing significant. Indian Ocean dipole, we're monitoring it. If there's any positive, we have to make sure that we know that's going to happen at this stage. Looking at the short-term forecast for 2 weeks, looking at weather situation right now, for how the weather patterns emerging for next 2 weeks, a cold front moves off the New South Wales coast today. A low-pressure system is developing over the Tasman Sea. That's going to bring very strong southwesterly winds. That's the reason there's a severe weather warning, gale force wind warning for the coastal area all the way from the south coast to the north coast of New South Wales. So conditions are going to be very windy and very dangerous sea conditions developing with this pattern, this low developing after the passage of the frontal system. This low is expected to deepen today for more and moves rapidly east and tonight and then start easing off on Tuesday. A very strong southwesterlies with this one. Wind will gradually ease later on Wednesday as the high-pressure system start moving in, replacing the weather patterns, and conditions will settle down. An inland trough, there's another weather situation. System is forecast to move across the state on Thursday, reaching the coast on Thursday evening. So there's another chance that we might get some showers activities on Thursday with this trough line reaching us. So there's update marine warning. There's one for today, strong wind warning for Monday, 31st, for gale force wind for Sydney coastal area and south coast, and strong wind warning for Coffs Harbour, Hunter region. And then on Tuesday, there's again gale warning for the following areas in the coastal regions for Tuesday. It's Illawarra Coast, Batman's Bay, and strong wind warning for the Coffs Harbour and Hunter region. So there's the wind warning associated with that low pressure system. Looking 2 weeks outlook, Monday, 31st of July, till Sunday, 6th of August. This forecast is for 1 week. Today, from light showers with that particular frontal system, maximum temperature 20, wind west-northwesterlies. Relative humidity 35%, and then there's a chance of 4.1 millimeters rain, 23% soil moisture, 14 degrees soil temperature. On Tuesday, few clouds, temperature maximum 17, the humidity 38%. On Wednesday, light showers maximum 17, and humidity 41%. On Thursday, light showers, maximum 16, humidity 49%. And soil moisture is still the same. It's not changing. 23% soil moisture, 20 degrees soil temperature. And light showers on Thursday, I'd say 2.3 millimeters. On Friday, few cloud, maximum temperature 17, wind northwesterlies, humidity 43%, humidity about 43%, soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 11 degrees. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 18 degrees. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 18 degrees, and same temperature for soil moisture and soil temperature, nothing's changing. About week two, from 7th of August till 13th of August, Monday, few clouds. This is a change come across. The change will pass through. The temperature is dropping to 14 degrees. And then with this temperature, especially on Monday, the 7th of August, the wind chill factor is going to drop to 77 degrees. It means you have to dress up for 7 degrees, not 14 degrees. It's going to be a very cold day on Monday the 7th with southwesterly winds, humidity 42%. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all dry conditions, few clouds. Tuesday, few clouds, maximum 14 degrees. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum going up, rising to 17 degrees. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum rising to 19 degrees. On Friday, light showers, maximum temperature, say about 19 degrees, humidity 44%, soil moisture is about 20%, soil temperature 13 degrees. I would say on this Friday, the 11th, light showers means 2 millimeters only. On Saturday, sunny, 19 degrees. On Sunday, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. So there's the weather pattern for 2 weeks, conditions for the Gloucester area.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And if you'd like more information, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au. And if you'd like to ask Martin a question, simply email the station. That's support@bucketsradio.com.au.